greatest peril and darkness because the people do not continue to practice the truth and walk in the light. Review and Herald, May 2nd, page 1893. The people of the United States have been a favored people, but when they restrict religious liberty, shall surrender Protestantism and give countenance to popery, the measure of their guilt will be full, and national apostasy will be registered in the books of heaven. The result of this apostasy will be national ruin. The Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, page 410, says this: Our land is in jeopardy. The time is drawing on when its legislators shall so abjure the principles of Protestantism as to give countenance to Romish apostasy. The people for whom God has so marvelously wrought, strengthening them to throw off the galling yoke of popery, will by national act give vigor to the corrupt faith of Rome, and thus arouse the tyranny which only waits for a touch to start again into cruelty and despotism. With rapid steps, we are already approaching this period. These passages here, and we've read five of them, where Sister White speaks about the United States. She makes a distinction between God's church and the land that was provided for God's church, as do the pioneers. She identifies the United States as a land that was designed but also protected divinely, as do the pioneers. And when speaking about the United States in every one of these passages, she points to the time when the United States would begin to speak as a dragon, as Revelation 13 says. In other words, she points, one of the characteristics of the United States that she points out also is that this is where the Sunday issue is initiated. Now, brothers and sisters, when you see this as one of the stories that's told in inspiration about the United States, when you come back into verse 41 of Daniel 11 and you say he, and we've identified in this study previously that the he under discussion here is the papacy, he shall enter also into the glorious land. This is identifying when the United States is going to be spiritually conquered by the papacy, the glorious land. And to identify the glorious land, the word glorious means in sense of prominence, as the United States is in agreement with what we just read in Inspiration of the Pioneers, that the United States is the most prominent country in the world. It is the one that was designed by God, divinely protected by God. But also one of the stories of the United States is there comes a time when the Sunday law arrives, and sure enough, here in verse 41, that's what's being described. It's being described by the King of the North, the papacy, coming in and conquering the United States.